You know, since we went digital a few months ago, we've been getting lots of questions, I'm sure you'd imagine, about podcasting. And we've been hearing from plenty of former radio listeners who say, they're just not sure they can get into that. You know, it sounds complicated. This, of course, is very frustrating because we know it's not that hard. And we need to bring as many people along as possible, right? So it's in this context that the other day, some friends of ours offered to help us explain how podcasting is so easy. Really, anyone can do it. And so Raymond, Bernie, Betty, don't be shy, guys. Come on in here. Welcome to In the Loop.
Glad to be here.
What?
All right. Now tell everybody. You guys host a cable access show for, how would you describe your main audience?
Old citizens.
What?
Okay. Well, I think that's great. And I have to say, I'm very impressed. Or maybe I shouldn't say impressed. It's very encouraging that you all have been able to keep up with In the Loop, you know, since we went all digital a few months ago.
Yeah, sure.
What?
Now, you guys offered to write kind of an instructional song for us, which I think is a great idea. I see you've got your instruments along.
We're all tuned up.
Betty's always tuned up.
We're going to rock out, show people how easy it is to podcast.
You got bad guests, too?
It's podcast, Bernie.
Oh.
Well, I'm glad for the effort, and this should be helpful for people who might be, a little intimidated.
If we can do it, anyone can do it.
You guys ready? A one, two.
I used to hear the show when I would drive to my bingo game on Friday night. I'd get so wrapped up in that In the Loop, it made me almost run a yellow light.
What?
Goodness.
One time.
They thought because we're old we wouldn't get it.
Or that we'd hear it once and then forget it.
Just because it's off the air, am I not supposed to care?
Now I need to learn to podcast,
even though it makes me scared.
Well, it shouldn't. That's why we're here. So the first thing that you need is some kind of podcast box, like an iPod.
Oh my goodness.
Or another deal like that.
Can I get one at the grocery store?
I think maybe, yeah, but you might have to go to like a Radio Shack or a Walgreens.
What?
And you go to your computer, you click on the thing.
Computer? What?
Yes, you need a computer. You can't podcast.
Can I use my grandson's computer?
That should be fine. How is your grandson? Is he good?
He's a delinquent.
So you put your computer on the In the Loop podcast page.
And you're on the Google net where nobody knows your age.
Uh-huh. From there it says you need to get the address of the feed and you copy that into your third-party RSS podcatcher software.
What?
I know. What the hell does that mean? I'm just reading off the thing.
One time I clicked a computer, my screen filled with pornography.
Guess you need some kind of separate program or something that knows where to look for new episodes.
I think I just had an episode.
What's the point of this again?
So you can listen to the show wherever you want, whenever you want.
Can I listen to it in my kitchen by turning on the radio?
No.
Why does setting up something to be convenient have to be so hard?
For Pete's sake.
Okay, just hang in there. Now, if you have the iTunes, you might be better off. You just say In the Loop to it, and it turns up in there somewhere. When you find the right one, click the button to subscribe.
And then you just gotta get it on your iPod box.
That can be kind of tricky, because iPods can be stupid.
Your grandson can help you when there isn't any shame.
Get the file thing on the box, put the box in your car, and,
What?
Okay, now you've got the file on the box in your car.
It don't make any noise.
That's because you need some cord or something, or a radio transmitter thing that you set on a particular frequency or some damn thing.
But don't put in your headphones, because they'll take away your license.
Well, that's pretty much it.
So you guys you're able to podcast the show now.
We hope you can use this to teach people.
Thank you.
Anytime.
It's our pleasure.